You're listening to the Burst Boss Scottish Football Podcast.
Oh, Scotland go for an imminent end! He's done it again! James McFadden scores for Scotland! France are stunned and Scotland lead in Paris!
Hello and welcome to the Burst Boss Scottish Football Podcast. I'm Tom McKinnon, your host for this evening's Scottish preview special to help me go through and look forward to the two games that Alex McLeish's men will have. Is firstly Ryan Crombie.
Hi Tom, doing good yourself? Hopefully it's not too strenuous an evening for you in the hot seat.
No, I've got two very capable panellists, so I'll be putting my feet up for the next half an hour to 45 minutes, I think. And a slightly unfamiliar voice to maybe your listeners, but a legend of the Burst Ball game, Matthew Findlay.
He's back and he's ready to do it all over again. Thank you for having me back on, Tom. I enjoy coming on for the Scotland one, so it's good.
Yeah, released from your club for international duty.
Yeah, pretty much. Didn't get out to Kazakhstan with Shane McKenna, but the comforts of my own home will do tonight.
And I'm sure it'll be more than enough for the listeners. Mm-hmm. We shall start with the game against Kazakhstan. An absolutely brilliant time for an idle student like myself. Maybe not for someone who has any sort of commitments at all. Thursday, 3 o'clock. Ryan, is this a sort of kickoff time you can get behind?
I think it would have been one that we could have got behind in our lonely flat in Ayr a couple of years ago when there's nothing to do. I mean, I'm not doing anything at 3 o'clock, so I probably will watch it, but it's just a bit farcical given it's meant to be the European qualifiers and we're playing in the sort of middle of Asia basically at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll be watching, but I guess it's not exactly ideal for people who will want to watch the amazing exploits of Scotland play Kazakhstan when they're at work. But
yeah, Matt, you're an adult with responsibilities. This is a bit of a bummer for you.
No, we'll have it on in the office. Absolutely.
Oh, that's right. I think without further ado, I think probably the best place to start is with the goalkeeping situation, if there is one now, given McGregor's retired. Matt, is it an obvious choice for who starts between the sticks?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Scott Bain is a very good goalkeeper. Obviously, he's been doing very well with Celtic ever since he really came in. I think it was the Old Firm Derby last season he came in, and I think that was his first game. So he's been very good this year, being able to keep someone like Craig Gordon out of the team. I don't watch them every week, obviously, Celtic, but I still very much rate Craig Gordon as a goalkeeper, and I think he's been instrumental in the last couple of seasons for them. So to have him not an option is quite disappointing, but you obviously have to pick one of the Celtic goalkeepers, and he's the one. Yeah,
Ryan, Jordan Archer pulled out, missing the English FA Cup quarterfinal against Brighton, where Millwall got put out, and Livingston's Liam Kelly came in to replace him. Probably a much earned reward for a fantastic season.
Yeah, definitely, I would say so. I mean, I think the guy, what's his name at St Johnstone, Xander Clark's a bit unfortunate that he's injured, because I think he would have seen his name in the Scotland squad had he been fit. But Liam Kelly's obviously got a shout, deservedly so, because he's been fantastic for Livingston, been a massive part of how they are successful defensively. Some massive saves this season. I don't think he'll get on. I don't think that you might have perhaps seen him if this was a double header, a friendly double header, but obviously just the usual kind of pattern in terms of, oh well, it's good for him to get in around the squad and the setup and all that kind of thing, and hopefully, well, for him, that he'll be able to build on it for future.
Well, I suppose if any competitive game was like a friendly, you'd imagine it's probably going to be San Marino on Sunday. Maybe Liam Kelly gets a shout in that game.
Aye. Perhaps.
Probably not, to be honest. I think regardless of the opposition, I think it's probably better having one goalkeeper with the usual defence or whoever it would be.
As opposed to two goalkeepers.
Yeah, obviously, but you know what I mean. Like the have Scott Bain or Liam Kelly, but you know, don't have them both for the separate games. So, personally,
So we're agreed on Scott Bain in the goals for both games.
Yeah.
Good bit of housekeeping that. the defence. Moving on to the defence, has been ravished by short-term injuries, shall we say? Robertson, the captain, and in my opinion, far and away the best player we've had for a long time, is out with a dental injury, but we'll be back for the San Marino game, resting our big players for the big games. Same with Tierney, who admittedly I think he's come under a bit of stick, but he did look to be somewhat injured on Sunday, the last 10 minutes anyway. And then Patterson as well can fill in at right back. But Ryan, who makes your back? Four, five?
Well, I think the only left back we have in the squad now is Shinny, who will probably slot in there. I don't think that he's played there for about a year, maybe perhaps more. Can't remember him playing at left back this season for Aberdeen. Not sure if Matt can shed any light on that, but I do think that he will play at left back. Obviously still suits that role, intensity, driving forward, and it's kind of trait you need in these two games against Kazakhstan and San Marino. Somebody who likes to push on rather than sort of a less mobile defender who's in the team for height. So I think Shinny will slot in at left back, and if he's fit, McKenna will play as well. There was a bit of doubt over that. I'm not sure how he's doing. It doesn't appear to be reported that it's got any worse in terms of because he was an injury doubt, shall we say. Bates on the other side of the fence, and then O'Donnell at right back for me, who I think deserves his place in the Scotland squad. I know that there has been some criticism of O'Donnell by fellow members of the podcast, but I mean, O'Donnell's playing right back consistently and consistently well for one of the top teams in the country at the minute, so it's strange for me how you could argue that he's not international quality, because he's good enough for the Scottish Premiership, has been improved that, and obviously plays well in the big games. Otherwise he wouldn't be in the team for Kilmarnock, and I think he looked decent in the friendly games. He didn't stand out like a sore thumb, that he didn't look like he deserved his place in international level, so I think he's more than capable of slotting inside at right back, alongside a player like McKenna, who isn't playing the same league, arguably you could say has been almost as good as McKenna this season. Obviously different positions, but I'd say O'Donnell would get my shout at right back anyway.
Yeah, he's a big part of that Kilmarnock defence, one of the best defence in the league, as is Findlay, who was called up as a result of Charlie McGrew, amongst others, pulling out of the squad. Matt, does he feature in your defence?
He doesn't, although, I mean, the logic actually would be there if you were going to play, if you're going to play Findlay and O'Donnell. You know, you look for the cohesion of the Kilmarnock players, and then on the other side you would have McKenna and Shinny, so it would make sense. However, I don't think you can look past Bates at centre half. So, I mean, in saying that, you know, John Souter, I know you're a big fan of his work, Tom, but the way Craig Levein seems to think he's the greatest player certainly in the country. Every week he raves about him. He's a very good player, obviously. I don't know how he's been performing recently, mind you, but. But yeah, no, I would, I'd probably, I think it's a sticking with Bates and McKenna, given they played together. I think it was the last time out they played together, and they were very good. So. Have you got any opinions, Tom?
We'd quite like to see her given a chance. but Bates is playing in a very good team in Hamburg, a very good football inside as well. So that would probably take a lot of the pressure off. McKenna, who is a very good defender, maybe isn't quite as good on the ball as Souter or Bates. And as we've said, it's Shinny's probably the only alternative we've got a left back at the moment,
which is a decent alternative. But one thing,
But one thing I will say is that it is nice to see, a wee bit refreshing to see that the players called up as a result of the pullouts have been Scottish Premiership players that haven't had a chance and have been really good this season, as opposed to maybe players we've seen play in the past, like Alan Hutton, etc, etc. So it is nice to see Kelly and Finlay get a chance, but and there probably is a lot more room for alteration in the San Marino game on Sunday. But
that's how you get people interested in the national team, but by calling people up from the Scottish Premiership who people are supporting week in, week out, instead of nobody's or names from the lower leagues in England who been around the block, become mercenaries down in the English Championship, and have just become stale and boring at national level. It's good to see it being freshened up.
One area of the pitch that looks particularly strong, and it's testament to McLeish and the work he's done, partly in securing the services, I suppose, of Scott McTominay, but the midfield, particularly central midfield, looks plentiful in his options. So we've got Stuart Armstrong, John Fleck, John McGinn, Cal McGregor, who'll captain the team against Kazakhstan, which is testament to the form that he's shown prior to his injury. Hopefully, Kenny McLean, who used to know well and has recently recovered from a serious injury and playing well for Norwich. Scott McTominay, who's just mentioned, and Shinny, but looks like he'll be playing at left back. Matt, who makes your midfield?
It's a funny one. I'm actually just doing the Scotland 11 thing on the BBC Scotland website. I finally finally found it after talking about it. I think you'd probably go with McGregor and McTominay in the middle of the park. I've actually been really impressed with McTominay recently, well under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer at Man United. In the games he played, I thought he was excellent against the PSG the other week. And, you know, it is, dare I say it, only Kazakhstan and San Marino. The difference is, of course, you're not playing alongside Paul Pogba, you're playing alongside Callum McGregor. So it's always interesting, because you look at, like, for years, I thought Darren Fletcher, a lot of people slagged him off a little bit in the Scotland team for, because naturally he didn't play maybe as well as he did alongside his Man United teammates. But I think, like I said, I've been impressed with McTominay, and obviously McGregor's an excellent player, and he's going to start because he's getting the armband. So I would have the two of them there, all, and then I would probably have John McGinn as well, because I think he has to play. So I think you're probably sitting with a three. I think I'm setting up with a 4-3-3. So, but we'll also get to that. But I think those three are a shoe-in personally.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned McTominay under Solskjaer. I think, in a similar way, or a similar sense to O'Donnell and Finlay, the difference it makes having a manager that will coach you into your position and into the way you play, like Solskjaer has, as opposed to Mourinho for McTominay and Clark has for the two Kelly boys, just shows the development you can have in a player.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as well, McTominay, bizarrely enough, I think he got Mourinho's Player of the Year last year at Man United, but he barely featured
his own
under
award
Mourinho this season. He just surprised everyone at the Man United Awards. I think that was one of the early signs of him cracking up, to be honest. But he's been excellent this year, and as you say, it's a good point you make about having a manager that has a bit of faith in you and is coached in the right way. And, you know, he's learning every day off of someone like Paul Pogba, so, you know, that can only be good for us.
Yeah, it's good to see players playing at the highest level, like McTominay, like Robertson.
Maybe just Graham Souness might disagree with you, Matt.
What was that, sorry?
Graham Souness might disagree with you in terms of being coached by Paul Pogba.
Oh yeah, oh dear.
I think you just need to look at McTominay's performance against PSG in that game to prove just how far he's come in such a short space of time, from breaking onto the scene at Man United to that display, which was pretty sublime. Given I know he's one of the older ones in terms of when you speak about sort of youth coming through and all that kind of thing, but he's not got a lot of experience, and to go away to PSG, who I don't think had lost at home all season in that game, and turn in a performance of that kind of quality just shows you the kind of player he is, and he will be pivotal to Scotland, especially in a game like Kazakhstan that just reeks of a 1-1 or a 0-0. I was saying to you before we came on, just to keep everybody concentrated and not allow that sort of dipping concentration that usually allows for that groan moment where they concede a shite goal that's then just the whole game spent fighting back to get that equaliser. Thinking of that Lithuania game, I know that was at home, but my god, that was yeah. Pretty
oh dear.
Yeah, was sorry to bring that up, but I just have those kind of games stuck at the forefront of my mind when I think of games against like Kazakhstan, Lithuania, all that kind of echelon of teams. So aye, McTominay will be vital. I think he will play. I would imagine that would be alongside McGregor, obviously, who I think he's going to captain the team. I think McLeish announced that in his squad. And
yeah, he did.
As much as I like to see it, McLean, but maybe Armstrong, I'm not sure. I think the form that Kenny McLean's shown at Norwich is pretty exceptional, given the injury and the lengthy injury that he had. So, I mean, I think that's a lot of goals he's had from midfield. Four or something like that since he's come back. So it's always handy to have goal scoring midfielders in the team. And Kenny McLean is definitely somebody who is international quality. And I would like to see a midfield three of McGregor, McLean, and McTominay, because I think that provides a sort of decent balance.
Yeah, I suppose you might need a wee bit more, well, I say a wee bit more creativity, but because Kazakhstan's recent form at home, slightly aided by the fact that they're playing teams similar to them, as our form is as well, due to the Nations League, which I think the large majority will agree was a positive thing. But you look at the teams that have gone to Kazakhstan and won in the last year to 18 months, 2 years, Georgia, Montenegro, Denmark, Turkey. I don't think there's much of a difference between us and maybe
Georgia.
Oh, I was hoping for the other end of that list, but I think we fall somewhere in between those four teams, hopefully closer to Denmark than Georgia and Montenegro, but they're not France, England, they're not the big powerhouses of international football, so it gives hope, but I still think we might need a wee bit more. I would like to see Armstrong, but obviously that is my massive personal bias coming through.
He's having a good season, Armstrong, isn't he? And he scored quite a few goals. Well, I mean, I really rate Stuart Armstrong, and I think he absolutely deserves to be in the Premier League. It's just, and I have rated him for Scotland. I mean, I remember, was it his debut at the Slovenia game at Hampden?
Strachan called it the best debut he's ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was that. It was very good, but I suppose he knows better than me. But you're right, though. Like, you're blessed with that amount of players in there, and I think Ryan makes the good point about Kenny McLean. I think he's also been excellent, and I'm really, it's actually really pleasing to see him, because I think he broke his leg or something at the start, broke his foot or something at the start of the season. He was out for ages, and that's bizarre given that he was never injured at Aberdeen, so at all.
I think he played something over like 80 consecutive games for Aberdeen or something ridiculous.
Aye, he was closing in a club record, I'm sure. I think we were talking about that before, but so you're blessed with the midfield, and to be honest, like, if you can get through the Kazakhstan game with just a win, because they are, then you know you're just gonna take the points on Sunday against the San Marino. So,
Well, we mentioned McLean being in good form, and rightly so. He's playing in the best team in the Championship, and he's playing very well. Having not played right the way through the season, so he's had to earn the manager's trust, you'd imagine. But similar to that, John McGinn, he's been in fine goal scoring form and in a very much on form side in Aston Villa. Alongside a sort of similar midfield, as the midfield will probably line up, so he will be in with a shout, and I'd quite like to see him start a bit, bit of drive from midfield. But to be honest with you, I think, with the exception of Fleck, who probably has deserved a shot in the team, but he's probably the one that I think many would be surprised to see start. Is that fair, Ryan?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think Flex just a bit, as sorry, Flex just a wee bit unlucky that the quality is around about him. But like Liam Kelly, he'll just be happy to be in and about there, and you would probably expect him to get a run out against San Marino if things are going well, which bloody hopefully they are. I mean, we're not blessed with a lot of midfielders at the minute, but the quality is unfortunately for Fleck there to sort of keep him out of the team.
I think it's certainly a better midfield than we've had in previous years. Though I know you also bring Brown in and out of it, but then there's players like James McArthur's one I've never rated for Scotland that much, as even and like James Morrison could come up with good sometimes, but you know, it was always the same kind of midfielders that you had for throughout. You know, like if Brown wasn't there or Fletcher was just there, it was those two.
Still half expect a Scotland midfield to consist of Fletcher, McArthur, and Snodgrass, don't you?
I think Snodgrass is having quite a good season as well, so that's quite interesting that he's kind of, because I remember when he, I think it was in the build up to one of the, I think it was maybe the campaign before last, and it was going into the Malta game, and I know he scored a hat trick in the game, but he, like, we were all praying that he would make the squads each time, you know, so, like. And then I think he broke his leg or something. He had a pretty nasty injury. So again, he's never really the same player when he came back. So got some good players in this team throughout. So
got Barry Bannon, isn't in there?
No, oh yeah, Barry Bannon was another one, wasn't he? He just always popped up.
God, terrible times, Scottish national team.
Well, in fairness, Bannon was in this squad before pulling out. So.
Yeah. Who's came in for him then? Is there or don't?
Nobody. It was just Kelly and Finlay, just the two players that came in, which I think is fair enough, because that midfield, I don't think anyone that's not in that squad would be in with much of a chance. Moving up the pitch, probably, definitely in my opinion anyway, probably the more barren, or the most barren section of the field, or the squad even. We've got Oliver Burke, who's doing fairly well at Celtic. James Forrest off the back of 5 goals in 2 games for Scottish national team. McBurney doing well in the championship, just about a goal every 2 games. Mark McNulty's first call up after impressing at Hibs on loan from Reading. Lewis Morgan, who I watched against Plymouth for Sunderland, didn't really stand out, but admittedly that was one game. Patterson and Fraser are both injured, or not injured, but don't want to play on the artificial surface out in Kazakhstan. And Johnny Russell, who continues to go from high to high over in the MLS, or in Major League Soccer even. Matt, who do you pick from that selection? That selection of forwards.
Well, it's actually a good job you reminded me there, the fact Ryan Fraser can't or isn't playing in this game, but because I think he's a stick. I think he's a stick on to play on Sunday. Regardless of what happens, but I've gone with front three ahead of my three in the midfield, and I've gone with Forrest, which after his last exploits in November, you can't not play him, to be honest. It was just unbelievable, linked up so well. It's just a shame that Christie's not fit, because he would have been there too. But God, bitter about that cup final still.
Of course.
I've got Forrest, and I've got Oliver McBurney through the middle. And I've got, as Tom's just alluded to, he's scoring every couple of games almost. And I've got Johnny Russell just playing on the left. I know it's not his natural position, but I know he's playing really well out in MLS. I presume he's playing through the middle with him. So
he's playing out wide, but not quite as a winger. As a sort of inside forward.
Well, that's what I've got. That's what I've got them as there. So I think I think we'd be fine with Johnny, because like I said, I think Fraser has to play on Sunday against San Marino, so it would be good if Johnny Russell could do his thing out on the left this time. So I think that's the three I'd go for. I think Mark McNulty, you're right, you know, he's been excellent for Hibs. I don't think it'll happen. I don't and I don't think it's necessarily. Oliver Burke as well, doing fine at Celtic. He didn't do anything against Aberdeen the last time I seen him. But Oran, did he play on some against Dundee?
No, he didn't.
So good job. I said he didn't do anything against Dundee. but yeah, I think it would. I think that those three are my three personally.
Yeah, Ryan, you guffawed at the suggestion that McBurnie would be in Matt's squad.
I don't know. It's just,
why the reaction?
I mean, I know he's scoring goals, but every time I've seen him, he's just done absolutely nothing, even for Scotland. And it's just, perhaps that's just a perception. I don't know. But you do just tend to get these players. I mean, we've seen it before where, look at Jordan Rhodes, for example. They're brilliant at club level, but they just don't cut it for Scotland. And perhaps that's
Jordan Rhodes, in fairness, never got a chance. He never got a chance at Scotland. Like, he played, I think, against Luxembourg in a game. But he always came on, like, for 15. he did score in that game, actually, I think.
Did he?
But he... Oh, yeah, no, they honestly, like, I was such a big advocate for Jordan Rhodes, and I'm, like, I'm gutted that we never gave him a chance, because I honestly think that it was that we always stuck with Stephen Fletcher, and then even latterly when Griffiths eventually got a chance, you know, it was kind of, there were parallels with the Rhodes stuff. Like, he was barely getting in the team despite scoring loads of goals for his club. So I think it's a position that we're not, you know, blessed with a lot of talent, but I think you just have to take advantage of the players that are in form, regardless of the fact that, you know, they've maybe not done well. Because I agree, actually, I don't think McBurnie has done anything in a Scotland jersey yet. But
I mean, just, perhaps it's been a wee bit unfair, and obviously you need these games to actually do something. But I just prefer the idea of pace up front against Kazakhstan, with Russell, Burke, and Forrest. I just think that'd be quite a decent front three. I think McBurnie, perhaps you could play him against San Marino, maybe who get his first goal in a Scotland jersey, give him a wee bit of confidence. But I prefer the raw pace up front, because I think in terms of teams like Kazakhstan, they're always just going to sit in, and they always want the physical battle that McBurnie will give them. They always want that, because they can match you with physicality. But when you run at teams, when you're fast around the box, play the ball fast, pick up the pace, they can't keep up with a better quality player when they do that. And I think that front three would provide a bit more of that than McBurnie would. And I think if you had him up top, the tendency to go long ball and a wee bit more direct would become a bit more frequent if you aren't in a sort of early lead, shall we say. So I think that front three for me, well, would be mine.
Just to clarify Jordan Rhodes' Scotland career here, he's played 14 times for the full squad. He got his first goal against Australia in a friendly, which we won 3-1 at Easter Road.
That was the game that Ian Black got on, and he got booed. He got booed at Easter Road. I remember that.
Shades of Ryan Jacket Pataudry.
I know.
And he got his second and third goal, which were his last two for Scotland, last two so far anyway, against Luxembourg. Yeah, Matt, you're right. He scored both in a 2-1 win.
Memorable game.
Fairly depressing.
Jesus.
Well, he can rest easy at night now, knowing that he scored three goals, two of which came against Luxembourg in his Scotland career.
There.
Two important
14
goals.
14 games, did you say? And he never got a chance.
Always
Matt.
So many bit part games. I honestly hardly remember him getting a start. I mean, Tom's gonna probably say he started 12 games. I always remember him coming on in games. I think it was, there's a game, I think Macedonia 1 year, and like at the start of Craig Levein's final campaign, and drew 1-1.
So depressing.
And he came on for the last. Yeah, oh, it's just grim. There's been so many years. It's just shite. He's not in this squad, so we're.
No.
Well, maybe. I don't know. How's he getting on this year, actually?
He's a super sub behind one of Scotland's
Stephen Fletcher
finest players. Yeah, team of Pookie, Norwich.
Oh, is it Norwich now? Oh God, yeah. He's been that many players. I thought he was still Sheffield Wednesday. To be honest, that's why I thought you were going to say Stephen Fletcher. Mm-hmm. And Fletcher pulled out as well, didn't he? Or he didn't. He asked not to be called up.
Yeah, well, he wasn't
in the squad. Why is Chris Martin not in the squad?
Big goals, man. Mm. Tom, what would you fancy up front?
I would go Forrest and Russell behind McBurney. To be honest, I wouldn't mind if that was Burke. I cannot envisage McNulty playing or starting anyway. I think he's very much reserved for the San Marino game on the Sunday.
I take it Matt Phillips is injured. Now, I really don't rate him up front for Scotland, but yes, I know, but McLeish seems to have stuck with him a few times and over his tenure, so I wasn't actually sure if he'd if he was injured or something, but he must be, because there's a lot of players that... Sorry, Tom, I cut you off.
No, it's all right. I was just searching up Matt Phillips there. I can't find him. Can't find
him. Never actually existed.
To be honest, I don't care.
It's a Mandela effect. He never existed.
He's got a very similar ratio to Jordan Rhodes. 14 games played, and I think only one goal scored. Is that right?
You love a bit of mediocrity, Matt, don't you? Tab Room back to the Aberdeen. Dug out soon enough.
Craig Brown is a nice man. I am not advocating Matt Phillips to get in that Scotland team, by the way. I'm just saying that.
It sounded like you were.
I'm making an observation at the fact that he's not in the squad and McLeish usually likes him, so I presumed that he was injured. So.
It's good to see you base your Scotland opinions, Matt, on who was good in the English Championship 2012.
Gordon is tracking does that as well.
What I would like next from you two is a score prediction for Thursday's game.
Okay.
Right, I'll try not to be depressed. I'll say 2-0 Scotland, but I just keep thinking it'll be 1-1. I really hope I'm wrong. I really do. It's just because we've had this wee break from international football, first competitive game for a while, and it's away in the middle of Asia. It just reeks of 1-1.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you want to guess any more scores to cover your back, or is 2 fine?
2 will be fine.
Matt, would you like to stick your neck out, or you can just guess all?
I'm very confident about this year in with Scotland. So I'm gonna say 3-1 to Scotland. Yeah, 3-1. Okay. Confident enough.
Good. Like that, Matt. Taking a bit of a risk as well, unlike Ryan, who...
I know.
Stood firmly on that fence. The net that we've got, it's a double header, obviously. We'll be playing San Marino away on Sunday at 5 o'clock. A bit more of a conventional time. Ryan, a couple of stats about San Marino here. They've scored twice in the last 20 games, home and away. In the last 20 home games, they've managed to get one draw and 19 losses. They've won once in their history, and that was back in 2004, where they beat Liechtenstein 1-0.
We did give Gibraltar their first ever competitive goal, and that was away from home at Hampden. So, don't know, you might get another draw to add to the wee small list for them. No, I'm not. Even I can't be as depressed about this one as I like to be. I think this will be it could just be a classic Scotland. It'll be like 3-0 or something. Everyone just sees San Marino and they're like, 10-0 victory. Am I right in saying, well, I'm just assuming, which they will, San Marino finish bottom of this group. Am I saying results won't be counted against them?
Oh no! Yeah. Not that crap again. Is that a thing still?
Yeah, I think it is. Just because
I thought it was just a World. I thought it was just the World Cup. I didn't know.
I think you could be right. That sounds like it could be, but
so obviously getting the win matters, but it's just like, I don't think the goals even matter. Because it doesn't count if you're going to be finishing runners up, which all that is then taken into account for, which I think would be the aim. I envisage us finishing above Belgium. But for the record, I do think that Russia is the second seeded team in this group, isn't it?
Yeah, Belgium, Russia, Cyprus are the three that aren't involved.
I mean, I think that's a very, I wouldn't say winnable group, but obviously that's not the right term, but a group that's the target should be finishing second, because I think Russia obviously had a good World Cup, but it's different when you're hosting it and you're there already, and obviously Cheryshev, did he get done for drugs taking?
But not that I'm aware of. But
so I'm just giving him slander here on the Burst Bob podcast, just in case he's listening.
So by the time you've listened to this, Putin will have taken Ryan out, which, is it a real loss?
No. aye. So I think, but my point is, it's very decent group, shall we say, that Scotland should be aiming to finish second in. And if they can't win these two games, then we may as well pack it in. And it's a bonus as well. I mean, we've still got the Nations League playoffs to look forward to, and that's two very winnable games. Obviously, I think it's just one-legged, both of them. So it's a bonus if you finish second here. I think that going back to your point about is it Sunday you said the game was?
Yeah, Sunday's
game at 5. I'll just sort of continue your theme of score prediction and suggest that it'll be 3-0 Scotland.
Matt, score prediction?
I actually got cut off there, but I think Ryan was still continuing his chat. All I heard was talking about the playoffs next year, which I'm assuming he's already ruled us out of qualifying out of this group.
I was actually saying the exact opposite, Matt, so thank you.
Okay, good to know. Sorry, I'm just used to your pessimism. But you said 3-0. I think after our 3-1 victory on tomorrow against Kazakhstan, I think we'll be very comfortable against San Marino. I think we'll win 6-0. Incidentally, like you were talking before,
Rhodes
about San Marino's
double hat-trick each.
Absolutely, they're getting back. They're getting on the plane, heading out to Italy. The San Marino draw that you mentioned. I think it was against Lithuania a few years ago, and I always remember watching it like the next day on Sky Sports News, and it was like one of the best limbs you will ever see. Like, believe it or not, like, because San Marino hadn't scored, obviously, that they don't score ever. So then when they took the lead against Lithuania, I think it was a free kick, and behind the goal was just incredible. It was unbelievable scenes. So
I remember that watching that game as well. I think they conceded in the 92nd minute to lose or something though.
Yeah, they were so hard done by. I think most of their players playing like Serie D and all that, I think, as well as obviously if there's a San Marino league. But I'm very confident that regardless of what happens tomorrow, we'll still be very comfortable against San Marino, because you just have to. You can't be taken seriously if you somehow go and arse it up against San Marino. But
yeah. I think that quite nicely previews the weekend's action. We'll have a review probably with you Sunday night, Monday morning. So just the usual time for a normal podcast.
Cool.
But before we go, we'll have a wee quiz, and as anyone who's ever met me will know, I do love a quiz. The question, just one simple question for you two and the listeners at home, is... what I would like is for you to name the Scotland starting 11 from our first game in 2016, which was against Czech Republic, which we won 1-0. The reason I ask that is because this is our first game of 2019. But we're not just going to do this. We're not just going to do this in some sort of bad radio terms here. I want you to bid. I would like Matt, you to guess or to state how many you think you can name, and then Ryan, for you to counter bid or ask Matt to name them. Simple.
Okay. I can't even remember what the hell the score was. Did you see what the score was? Or
they won 1-0 in the Czech Republic, which
we've
had a checkered pass with the Czech Republic.
I was going to say, so it wasn't Craig Levine's finest hour. Okay.
We split his 4-6-0 in half and went 4-3-3.
All right. Okay. So you want to first say how many players I think played that night?
I think it's 11. I'll go out on a limb and say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A 1-0 win in Czech Republic is quite impressive, but I think you're only allowed 11 players. I would like to state how many you think you can get in that.
Okay. I think I can get 8.
8? Oh my god, right.
Matt, I'm not getting more than 8, so.
Right.
Really?
No.
Okay, right. I will go with Al McGregor in goals.
1 point to Matt Finlay.
Oh, he's off the mark. Ellie Dawes. See, even that was a bogey one because that could have easily been Craig Gordon. Boger team. Alan Hutton at right back.
That is correct, Matt.
I mean, I'm not actually going to try and get their positions, but I'll just try and see who's all. Russell Martin.
Oh, correct again. Ryan is sweating in Edinburgh.
Andy Robertson, everyone's favorite.
Yes, he was playing at left back.
Okay. Jesus, I'll come back to the last defender later on. It's going to be a throw up.
We've got three central midfielders here.
Well, I remember Kenny McLean starting it, actually, bizarrely.
That
enough.
Is correct, Matt.
Yeah, because he. Yeah, well, obviously, he started. Darren Fletcher?
Correct. You're up to 6 here. We have 6. You're 2 to get your score and take the points home.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, in that case, I might take a punt on the. Well, Ryan could just. No. Right, sorry, I know what you mean. Sorry,
Ryan's frozen out, Matt. Yeah. Ryan's frozen out here. Class. It's just you.
So what, if I don't get my 8, then I lose?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, God. Jesus.
Yeah, Billy Big Boss doesn't seem too clever now, does he?
Snoddy? Snodgrass?
That is correct, 7, Matt. This is the golden answer here. I would like silence in the audience, please.
Oh, my God. Shit, I've actually forgotten who I've said.
I'll go through the ones you've said, right?
Okay, I'm going to end up repeating myself.
You've got McGregor in the goals... Alan Hutton,
right.
Russell Martin, blank at centre half. Andy Robertson at left back.
Right.
Fletcher, Darren Fletcher, that is.
Yep.
Blank central midfielder Kenny McLean. Blank winger Snodgrass. Blank striker.
Ah, so I need 1 to win it. Mm-hmm. Oh God, right. I'm gonna. Jesus. Oh, this is pressure. This is pressure darts. This is John Henderson going for a draw against Michael Van Gerwen. Yes.
Will you be rocking all over the world, Matt?
Absolutely. I'll be rocking all over the world. Because I'm going to go with Akechi Anya.
Matt Finlay.
Uh-huh.
You have won the quiz.
Oh, you won it.
Ryan, would you like to hazard a guess at any of the missing players?
Mulgrew.
Yep, he was playing central midfield.
Ah, okay. I thought he might have been back.
So you're missing the striker and the central
For some
defender.
Reason, I don't think he started, but I think just because of the sheer terribleness of it, I think I remember Paul Caddis coming on in this game.
No way.
I think that happened.
He did not start the game.
Did he come on, though?
I do not have that information to hand.
Because I just think I remember him. Was he on the bench? Mm.
I do not have that information to hand, Ryan. I'd appreciate if you'd not make the quizmaster look stupid.
I just remember
he's
that
literally
happening.
Just gone into the team. Oh dear.
Who have we not said? Surely
you've got a centre half and a striker.
Surely Russell Martin was at centre back.
Yes, he was. Matt's already named him. Thank you for participating and engaging in the quiz.
Sorry, no, I meant Berra.
Yeah, Berra.
Oh, okay.
What striker is that? 10.
That's 10, you just need a striker.
Probably Stephen Fletcher, was it?
Wrong. He plays in the Scottish Premiership. This is probably the most left field of all of them, I'd say.
Plays in the Premiership.
Yeah.
Oh, Ross McCormack?
Yeah.
Yep. Matt Finlay knows his Scotland stuff.
I do. God, give me another one.
Oh dear.
If like Matt Finlay, you'd like to hear more, please don't hesitate to tell us, because I absolutely love doing quizzes, and this was quite an easy one to construct. Yeah. And Yeah, it keeps me going, to be honest. Yeah,
to be honest, Tom, although I don't get on that regular, I would encourage you to do more quizzes, because if the listeners need to actually get a feel of your quizzes, because they're absolutely class. We used to sit around Johnny's flat, mostly Johnny's flat, and just do your quizzes and then come up with our own quizzes. I mean,
Matt, you make that sound so fun that all the listeners will be walking back.
It just was. Ryan, you came once, so you have no say.
I think that's tells its own story.
You just sat and played.
This is where you can feed me out in the podcast.
Yeah,
I think we already have, Ryan.
Yes.
No, thanks, Matt. You paint me as quite a good quiz master, but also as a bit of a massive virgin.
Well, be correct.
Thank you, Matt Finlay, for coming on.
That's my quiz. Is Tom a virgin or not? It's not a very hard one.
Thank you, Matt Finlay, for engaging in the quiz and doing very well in the quiz.
Thank you, Tom, for having me on, and I look forward to hearing more quizzes on future Burst Ball episodes.
Ryan, it was nice to hear your voice.
It's good to be back. I wasn't on last week. I had to leave it in the capable hands of Gamba and Casey, who I think shocked the listeners with the content, but probably the best podcast we've had. So fantastic to be back, and good to be on with Matt, who we don't hear from too often. So
no, it's good.
All in all, a nice enjoyable evening previewing a depressing Scotland.
Well, it was a thoroughly enjoyable experience hosting not just the podcast but the quiz as well. And I thank you very much, listeners, for sticking with us, and hopefully you could have done better than 8 and definitely better than Ryan in that quiz.
I'm proud of that 8
Too right, Matt, you should be proud of yourself, not like Ryan. Well,
took part, gave Matt a bid. I might have got 9, never know.
You did sulk in the corner, though.
You bottled it, though.
like a true Aberdeen.
Thank you, listeners. Speak to you soon.
I enjoyed that. It was fun. Yeah.